Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your hosts, Diamond and Silk, and Silk All Silk.
Diamond on Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off that I really want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor for this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to join us on Chatit, chatdit.com.
Wow, Silk. Okay, so, you know, I'm minding my business because, you know, I always mind my business.
Uh-huh.
I don't bother nobody.
Nope.
I don't go after nobody.
Nope.
I just stay in my own lane and do my own thing, right?
Minding your own business.
Right. So,
uh-huh.
I was on the Diamond Silk website and I came across an article with Aisha Mills and Eric Boland.
Uh-huh.
And they were discussing the voter laws in Georgia.
Right, right.
And I felt like Aisha Mills was really playing this race baiting, race hustling,
yes,
identity politics when it comes to this here voter bill.
Yeah,
And Eric Boland was trying to keep his cool. Now, right. I want people to understand I'm not taking sides, but I just want to be on the right side.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the problems here.
Mm.
Every time you try to have a conversation, a civilized conversation about the issues that's plaguing America or happening in America, the first thing people want to do of color, the first thing they want to do is play the race card.
Right. And then they want to criticize you and think that, oh, you're not standing up for the community.
Right.
I can't stand up for the community when you're lying about something.
And lying to the community.
And when you're playing the race baiting thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to be like that. Why is it that we have to be, we are allowing, or y'all are allowing our government to divide us.
Yes.
Georgia put in this new voter bill or law, whatever, that is going to bring integrity back into our election.
And
it should have already been, it should have been done last year.
Right.
Before the 2020 election, this should have been put in place.
That's right. And it's going to keep a lot of these Democrats from cheating.
That's exactly what it's going
to do. That's what it's there's an integrity.
Right.
It's for the integrity of our elections.
Right. And I think what gets me is that when somebody white try to speak up about what happened when it came to the Major League Baseball and how the money left that
Georgia. Yes.
Then the black person want to call that person, make it look like that they're racist.
Right, right.
Or try to imply that they're racist. Whenever, and this is what I'm noticing, whenever a white person that happens to be conservative may have a solution on how we can go about, well, you don't have no business on telling me on how I need to look at this here because you are a white man and I'm black in America. I'm tired of the race baiting stuff.
Yeah, because I look at a lot of these different cities that are ran by black people and those cities are ran down.
They are ran down.
They are ran into the ground. Uh-huh.
And if and I'm going to just say this here and then we're going to show you some snippets.
Okay.
The NAACP, please tell me all of the money that they've raised down to the years.
Yeah.
Name me one community that they helped build back.
One.
How much money did they pump into Georgia making sure that those businesses stayed afloat? Because $100 million in revenue left Georgia because of the race baiting tactics that these black leaders and influencers do.
Yep.
And I know y'all getting tired of us talking about black, white, but this is the way the government is set it up trying to divide us, and you got the black people, some black people going along with this division.
That's
and we got to put a stop to it, and I got to call it like I see it.
Yeah, and see, that's the deal. It becomes a black and white conversation,
right?
Because it's like we got to tell you the truth about what's really going on.
That's right.
This thing that's being pushed have been pushed since the days of slavery,
right?
When it was about black or white or light versus dark.
That's right.
The Democrat Party have been pushing
this
segregation thing with between human beings so that they can keep us divided.
Right.
It's been a tactic all along.
Right.
So now it's so huge in the conversation today, in the world that we're living in today, everything
is black and white. And I don't want my white brothers and sisters to feel like, oh, we're trying to make everything about race.
No.
Everything that they're doing that we talk about now is about race. And I know you, everybody is seeing this here.
Yes.
It's like, oh.
Are you serious?
Black people don't have to be responsible. Black people don't have to be responsible for their actions anymore.
Right.
We just give them, and let them become really the creator of their own demise.
That's right.
Is really what it is.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I have to call it out.
I don't like the bully.
I don't like the bulliness.
The bulliness, or you bullying white people. I don't like it when black people, you feel like you're so intelligent because you don't got a little education, and you feel like you can go and just bully white people into being silent.
Well, you know what? It's not even about education. What it is, the government, Biden regime, has given you a pass and making you think you can do whatever you want to.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it vilifies, if it demonizes white people, if it destroy white people, if it cancel white people. You feel like you can do it, not realizing that what did our ancestors fight for back then? What did Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and them fight for right back then?
Yeah.
Because the same thing that was done back then to our ancestors, I see black people doing that to white people
today.
White
people today.
And that right there is wrong.
I don't like it neither.
That's where I feel uncomfortable.
Wrong. And unfortunately, the white voice is in fear of speaking out,
right,
or speaking up about it.
Because they're going to be demonized and somebody's going to be calling them a racist.
Yeah.
And it's not true.
And that's not true.
And so please, my white liberal brothers and sisters, don't come to me and tell me or tell us or write us or text us, tweet us or email. Don't tell us that we don't love black people. I love my black community.
Right.
That's why I'm telling them the truth and not going to lie to them. Now, you as a white liberal, on the other hand, you don't care nothing about the black community.
No.
So you want them to self-destruct.
That's right.
You want them to hate themselves.
That's right.
You create these things for them to destroy themselves. You know darn well that black people can have ID.
That's
but
right.
But you got these white left-leaning liberals who happen to be radicals really pushing this here where, you know, black people, they really can't get an ID. You know it's a lie.
That's right.
I know it's a lie. So don't write us telling us that we don't care about the community, because we can clearly see you don't care about the community.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I'm not going to pick a side. I care about all communities.
Oh.
And I got to call out the obvious when I see it. And let me tell you something. I don't like what's going on.
I don't
on.
Like what I'm
so
seeing.
So let me just say this here.
Yeah.
Let's see a clip of what Eric Bolin, what he had to say first in this interview. Take a look at this, you all.
When the American politics has become so divided, there is no middle ground anymore in politics in America. It's far right and far left, and that's the undisputed truth, and there's very little in between. So when a business takes on something, and everything has become political, wearing a mask has become political, a voting law in the state of Georgia has become political, and even have ramifications within Major League Baseball. But when you pick a side as a business, you're alienating the other side. Now, typically in America, and I believe you'll have a liberal Democrat come on, and I would be remiss to say that this is the way it goes. Typically in America, liberals have always used the boycott as a tool, a gun, so to speak, pointing at corporate CEOs' heads, saying, either you listen to us and do it things our way, or we'll boycott your product. Conservatives in America have stepped away from that. I believe the time has come now. The pendulum has swung so far into this woke culture, cancel culture, liberal Democrat world that conservatives now need to step up and say, we're 50% of this country. If we do what you've done, these corporate CEOs who are listening, catering to only one side, will have to step up and listen to it or lose half their sales.
Let me hear. Okay, Silk, so he's right.
Yes, he is.
See, everything has now become so political. And now you have corporations jumping into the political arena.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be selling Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Now you're trying to get into politics.
Politics.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're messing yourself up. And then, not only that, I'm starting to see these corporations practice what I call discrimination.
Yes.
Segregation. When I see corporations saying, we go hire 50% of women and those are going to be minorities.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so why aren't you hiring people based on what they can do, making sure they can do the job?
That's
but you
right.
want to hire them based on color.
Based on the color of their skin. And not the content within their resume.
Right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And to me, that's dangerous.
Yes.
And I'm like, do anybody else see this here? And Look, I don't like this here. He's absolutely right. And 50, listen, conservative, we have feelings.
Yeah.
We have a voice.
We have money, too.
Let me say this here, too. Yeah. Let's back it out for a minute.
Let's back it up.
White conservatives have feelings.
Yes.
White conservatives have money.
Yes.
White conservatives, they love this country, too.
That's right. We shop, the people, white conservatives, shop at the store as well.
So what I'm saying is that you cannot say we're going to cancel something or we want these corporations to jump in the political fight.
Right.
And think that the conservative, white or black, ain't gonna want to be bothered with you.
That's right.
They're not going to want to put up with it.
Yeah.
They're going to be the ones that boycott. Can I say this
here?
Yeah,
go ahead.
When I look at a Major League Baseball game.
Yes.
It's not filled with black people.
Right.
It's mostly filled with white people.
Uh-huh.
Now, in my own humble opinion, Silk.
Okay.
White people are the ones that's patriotic.
Yeah.
That go to the baseball, to buy the apple pie, to buy the hot dog.
Get the, that purchase the season tickets.
Okay. All uh-huh. right. And so when you tell these people that, oh.
Yeah.
This voter ID is racist. Uh-huh. It's taking us back to Jim Crow.
Uh-huh.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
How would these left-leaning liberals know it's Jim Crow? Because you know what Jim Crow is about.
Yeah.
Because you're the one to put Jim Crow into play.
That's right.
That's why you think this is Jim Crow. You think voter integrity is Jim Crow.
That's right.
And actually what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep the system from being flawed.
Yeah.
Keep the system from being a system where it's already flawed uh-huh. before we even take part in the system.
Right.
How are we going to have a fair election if it's already flawed?
That's right. That's exactly
think about
right.
that for a moment.
That's right.
And now, here's a word from our sponsor. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity
uh-huh.
just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. Uh-huh. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection.
Uh-huh.
Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there to babymama.online.
Uh-huh.
And look for the bundle cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.
How are we going to have a fair election if it's already flawed?
That's right. That's exactly
think about
right.
that for a moment.
That's right. And one thing he said, liberals use boycotts to cancel out people.
Right.
Well, I think that it's time for conservatives to cancel the cancel culture.
That's right.
And how you do that, you keep your money.
Keep your
don't
money
up. Don't support all of these people that don't support you.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
And what he's basically saying, Eric Bolling said, hey, You all may do your little thing, but we have a voice too.
We have a voice too.
We have a voice too.
That's right.
And we don't have to put up with it. You all dragging our corporations into your political mess, your political theater, your political race baiting, dog whistling, whatever you all do.
Want to call it.
And then you want to sit back and you want to call conservative or anybody that believe in voter integrity racist or imply that they're racist. We have a voice too. And let me tell you something, we don't have to support it neither.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And really, it leaves corporations in a bad spot.
Yep.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
Listen to what Aisha Mills had to say, and we'll talk about this.
Well, first of all, let me just go back and address the rubbish that was just said. You know, this attack on liberals and boycotts as if, you know, somehow one holding corporations accountable is a problem is just ridiculous. But listen, it's actually Donald Trump now who's the one that wants to claim, you know, a boycott, and he's no longer going to drink Diet Coke, and he's going to tell his crazy conservative people to stop drinking Coke. So to put this on liberals is actually trying to change the narrative in the conversation. Here's the deal. The deal is that everybody, corporations should included, should be on the side of democracy and the countries that they operate in, right? So what's happening right now is that an issue, voting, which is just fundamentally a right for everybody in this country. It has nothing to do with whether you're a liberal or a conservative or a Democrat or Republican or none of the above, right? Not with any party. You should be able to go and vote, and you should have a fair opportunity and access to that ballot. It should not be made more complicated, difficult, or restrictive for you, no matter who you are, what walk of life you come from, how much money you have, what race you are, or what geographic region you live in, and certainly not what party you are. It should not be more difficult to vote. That is fundamental what we're talking about here. So what corporations are doing is they're saying, yeah, we don't want to get into the partisan muck, but at the end of the day, why is voting a partisan issue, right? Why can't everybody just access our democracy? And they are fundamentally taking a stand for fairness. Well, conservatives have a problem with that, though, because when the game is fair, they lose, which is why they're always trying to rig the game.
So here, can I just clear something up? Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta. Atlanta's 50% African-American, and they did it on the heels of what Aisha has been told, has been fed from the Biden administration, that somehow this voting rule is bad for African-Americans in the state of Georgia. They pulled it from the state of Georgia and put it into Denver, Colorado, with 9.7%.
Okay, wait a second.
Allow me to finish. 9.7% African-American representation in Denver. Here's what they did to the African.
I'll bring you in 1 second, Aisha.
Here's what they did to the African-American community, minority businesses in Atlanta, in Cobb County. They took $100 million of revenue. They took 8,000 booked hotel rooms, and they moved them out of the state and put them in a state and a city with far less diversity than the state of Atlanta. And by the way, if Aisha wants to complain about this, take it up with Stacey Abrams, who's the voting advocate in Georgia, who said it was a mistake. Take it up with both senators, who are both Democrats, one of them African-American, who said it was a mistake.
So you see what she was saying, Sil?
I saw it.
So she mentioned rubbish boycotts, right?
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, why are you holding corporations accountable for a bill about voting? Like, what does a person selling Coca-Cola or a baseball that someone that hosts an All-Star game have to do with a voting bill?
Like,
it's the liberals that keeps this going and pull these corporations in. And these corporations feel like only liberals support you.
Whoa.
Absolutely not. It's not just liberals that support you. As a matter of fact, if you sit back, you'll notice liberals don't be spending their money like that. They don't spend their money. They're not patriotic like that.
Yeah.
So they're not going to spend their money on a game.
That's right.
And I want to know how many people drink Coca-Cola.
How many?
I don't think it's a bunch of black people drinking no Coca-Cola.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But one thing she said voting is a fundamental right for everyone in this country.
Mm.
Yes. However, you have to be legal in order to vote.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
She also went on and said, why can't everybody just access our democracy? It don't work like that.
We're not a democracy.
Illegals cannot vote in our system.
Uh-huh.
It is illegal for illegal aliens to vote in our system. I don't care how they got here to our country, but if they in this country illegal and they are not legally here, they do not have a right to our voting system.
Okay, so can I just say this here? Let me say it. I'm going to put it to you like this. How about like Kirk Franklin? You don't understand it like this? Let me put it to you like this.
Okay,
here.
Put it like that.
Eligible voters have a right to vote in our system.
That's right.
Ineligible voters cannot vote.
That's right.
And it looks like to me,
to us,
okay, what you all are trying to do is you want anybody to be able to vote.
Right.
No. You're not going to run our election system like it's some kind of child sweatshop.
Uh-huh. That's okay? Right.
Everybody cannot vote in our election because they're not eligible.
They're not eligible.
But what she's trying to do, or what the left is trying to do, it seems or appears to me, I'll allege it.
We're
okay, I'll give you a break. I'll allege it.
Yeah.
Is what y'all are trying to do is you want everybody, whether they are illegal or not, whether they're eligible or not,
to
vote in our elections.
That's right.
And no. That makes us all question the integrity of our elections.
And when you think about it, this here put icing on the cake for me. These Democrats have been utilizing these illegal alien votes for years.
Right.
For decades. For years. And can I just circle back? I need to just circle back.
Circle back.
Let's do a circle back.
The Biden regime always do a go on the circle back.
Yeah, let me do a circle back. We're not in a democracy.
Right.
We're in a republic.
Yeah. Come on.
Huh?
Can I just say this here?
Go ahead.
When I see the Biden administration and his little regime signing in these executive orders and making all of these drastic changes, that is like tyranny.
That's
to me.
Right.
That's like they think that this we live in a democracy.
Uh-huh.
We have a constitution. We are a republic governed by constitutional law.
Laws.
You can't just make up no law and then say, oh, well, how this is how we want to do it.
Right.
We want to just take and everybody just vote.
Right.
You can't take and federalize our elections. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the constitution give that to the state legislators. Which are the ones that put this bill in place.
Come on.
Making sure that we don't have to question the integrity of our elections.
That's right. You can't have no more backdoor deals.
That's right.
Like Stacey, Abram, and them days.
Those were backdoors. That's what
they want to keep going. Right. They've been utilizing this here.
Mm-hmm.
All of these phantom votes, these dead votes, and illegal alien votes. This is what they've been doing to win a lot of these elections, or to say that they've won a lot of these elections.
Right.
And now that that particular avenue has been gone or cut, or cut off, you want to call it oppression or depression.
And another thing, calling conservative crazy is insulting. So you started.
Yeah.
And then when a conservative have to come back on you, Miss Aisha,
what
you going to do is you're going to use the race car.
Uh-huh.
But your sister's going to come back on you because you wrong in this instance, Aisha.
You wrong.
You are wrong. That's her name, Aisha.
Aisha.
Miss Mills, you are wrong in this instance.
That's right.
You, what it seems or appear, there's a flawed system.
Uh-huh.
And you all are okay with letting anything fly.
Uh-huh.
That's what you liberals
do. That's exactly what you
are. And that's how the system is destroyed.
Uh-huh.
People don't believe in the system.
Uh-huh.
And how is people going to vote in the system if the system is already rigged against them?
And it's not
They're
free
not going to be there.
That's
They're not
right.
going to do
that's
that.
Right. And here's the deal. The liberals, you all sit and you do all of this different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You break the laws, change the laws, remake the laws, change the definition of the laws when you get good and ready to. But then for conservatives, if you think about doing something, oh, you're racist.
Mm.
If you think about fighting back against the irregularities that you all continue to put in place, oh my God, you're racist.
Uh-huh.
You're racist. Listen to what she said. She said, when the game is fair, they lose. Wait a minute.
Was it really fair?
Uh-huh.
Was it really fair, Miss Mills?
Yeah, when you change the rules up in the middle of the game, that's not fair.
That's right.
That's cheating.
Uh-huh. When you change the rules in the middle of the game and you disregard the Constitution. That's cheating, bro.
That's right.
What you want to call it?
Uh-huh.
What you want to call it?
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to just bring this here to everybody's attention.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't all for Miss Mills.
No.
Take a look at this.
Because I think it's really rich for any Republican, especially a white man, to run around and claim that they care about the economic condition of Black communities and Black businesses when that's all a lie. Okay, there's nothing in their policies.
That's not fair.
Just please let me finish that they've done. The other thing is that I don't work for the Biden administration.
Eric, I'm so sorry. We can't hear you. I'm going to let Aisha finish.
I don't work for the Biden administration. Never have. But what I am is a Black person in America, and everything that these voting laws stand for and what they look like are reminiscent listen to the Jim Crow policies that my family's lived under. This, every single thing about it. So this is all about racial discrimination. And how dare you try to act like you are somehow a proponent of Black people in businesses just to make a point and to try to create a wedge. It's ignorant and it's just disrespectful.
That's disgusting. I'm done. Put me off. That's disgusting. I am nowhere anything you're painting me to be. And the problem with American politics is exactly that. Because I'm white, you think I'm racist? That's BS. Okay. I'm done.
Eric, will you just stay for this question? So the question we've got, Aisha, is stay for one question, Eric. Let me put this to you.
I don't know why I'm staying here. I need an apology. Let me put to you the question
that Mitch McConnell was saying. Aisha, okay.
Okay, so you see, Sil?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just say this here. Uh-huh. She said her family lived under Jim Crow.
That's what
but
she
I
said.
But I want you to understand, your family lived under Jim Crow because of Democrats. That's the right. same party you support, Miss Aisha
That's
Mills.
Right. That's right. Uh-huh. And in case you don't know,
come on,
Jim Crow laws were a collection of laws and legislations that were used by the Democrat Party to legalize segregation.
Come on.
Okay, okay. After the abolishment of slavery, Jim Crow laws, such as the law called the Black Code.
Come on. Okay?
Now, this is what the Democrat put in place.
That's right.
All right? Which were implemented. The codes appeared throughout the South as a legal way to put Black citizens into indentured servitude, which is a form of labor in which a person agrees to work without salary a specific number of years for eventual compensation or a debt repayment. The Black Code, which is what the Democrat Party, the party you support, Ms. Mills, put in place. They took away Black people voting rights, control where Black people lived and how they traveled. And it also seized Black people. Children.
Whoa.
Okay? For labor purposes. Mm. Okay? And if you look at what's happening.
Look at what's happening now.
Right now.
Come on. Come on.
Okay? You got the Democrat Party already trying to implement these vaccine passports.
That's right.
They want to implement these vaccine passports to do what? To track you.
Look at what you talk about when they said about salary. No, so you don't get paid
you
for
You don't
nothing.
Get paid for
Well,
nothing.
Look at the $100 million that left. That could not help these businesses, which happens to be Black businesses.
Black businesses. Mm-hmm. Because, see, the Major League Baseball, they'll be all right. They'll survive.
Right.
Okay? But the Black businesses that remain right there in Georgia, honey, how you gonna make it when 50% of that money would have been your income for the whole year?
Yeah.
Here's another.
Come on.
Uh-huh. They want to keep you on a lockdown. Uh-huh. So they can control you. You want to call it Jim Crow 2.0? That's exactly what it is. They want to keep you muzzled.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. So that you will shut up.
Can I say this here?
Go ahead.
And then they want to give you some crumbs like $1,400.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. For you all to go out and buy TV and gym shoes.
And gym shoes.
Because you ain't going to say they ain't nothing. Who invested?
Uh-huh.
I want to know how many of you done took that money and invested.
That's
and
right.
if you have invested it, good.
Yeah.
But what if you haven't? Because some people have worked all year long.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
They still got stimulus money.
That's right.
But they just taking it and blowing their money.
And just blowing their money.
But all of this here is up under Jim Crow Jones,
uh-huh.
who is implementing the Jim Crow 2.0.
That's what's happening
here.
That's exactly what's happening.
He is the one that's implementing it. People are starting to live on a new plantation.
Uh-huh.
There's a new plantation, a new Jim Crow 2.0, and it's all being done by Jim Crow Joe, his regime, his administration, and all of his little crony and imps that's running out there talking about the Biden administration.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I feel like there's some voter suppression.
Uh-huh.
The only suppression is you all trying to suppress the rest of us.
That's right. And so what a lot of these Black people, especially Black liberal Democrats, what you all need to do is go and study your history.
That's right.
Study where all of this stuff come from. Study why these white liberals want to keep you stuck talking about racism.
Right.
Racism this, racism that. You know what? Mm. There is one thing that I do see in this country, okay, that may not get any type of discrimination against it.
What is it, girl?
Water. because you know water is clear. It has no color.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not black or white. It's just straight clear.
That's right.
You can just see right through.
Right.
Water.
But I'm tired of it. I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And we don't have to do this, you all.
No, we don't.
We can collectively come together and make up rules and regulations to make sure we have free and fair elections.
Elections. That's right.
We are a republic. We have constitution that we go by. Mm-hmm. We are not a democracy. So stop trying to run this stuff like we have a dictator. Biden ain't no dictator.
Well, he acting like it. All of these executive orders that this man done signed.
That's right.
He just continued to sign. What legislations have been put in place from the House, from Congress?
No.
None. Everything is being signed like a dictator.
Well, you absolutely right about that.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you all, thank you so much for joining the show. Hey, don't forget to make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch the Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor to this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there on Chatit, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We called the 211 because it's 205.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we'll see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection. Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track. I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat. So head over there to babymama.online. And look for the Bundle Cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.